This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and thanks for tuning in to News West.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I was helping a friend erect their newly refurbished multiband antenna, and during the process, we discussed the notion of tuning an antenna that's high in the air. They made a curious response, in that they tuned the antenna on the ground before we started. I asked how this would work, since, as I understand the process, this changes things once it gets in the air. They assured me that while the actual SWR might change, the frequencies at which it was resonant would not. This was news to me because I've been putting off erecting my own multiband 6BTV antenna mainly because I didn't really want to face having to erect it, tune it, lower it, modify the elements, erect it, tune it, etc., all while standing on the steel roof of my patio. Would this phenomenon be true for my antenna? It occurred to me that I could test this idea, not only for my antenna, but for other antennas as well. In my mind's eye, I saw a video displaying the pertinent attributes of an antenna, SWR, gain, radiation pattern, and whatever else I could think of, animated with the modifications of things like height and ground radials. If this sounds familiar in some way, it's because I've been here before. This time the outcome was slightly different, since I found a tool that can optimize antennas using a genetic algorithm. What I mean by that is an automated process where you can test variations of a thing, in this case antennas. Rather than design each antenna and test it, you essentially generate antenna designs and tweak them to determine the best one. Then you use that to generate the next series of designs. Rinse and repeat until you have what you're looking for. There's a whole field of computer science dedicated to this, and unsurprisingly, the rabbit hole goes deep. The tool is called XNEC2CGAO, and it's written by Maurizio Delta Charlie 1 Mike Delta Papa. The name of the tool hints at its nature, working in combination with XNEC2C, written by Neoclis 5 Bravo 4 Alpha Zulu and maintained by Eric Kilo Juliet 7 Lima November Whiskey. You'll find links to both tools on the XNEC2C.org website. How the two tools work together is a beautiful dance. The antenna modeling tool, XNEC2C, can read an antenna definition file and detect if it changes, at which point it can redo the simulation, which you can output to another file. The genetic algorithm optimization tool, XNEC2C-GAO, can detect the changed output and update the antenna definition file, and the process repeats. Which brings me to a pro tip. For this to work, you need to configure XNEC2C to do two things. Detect the change definition file and write the output to CSV. Both of these options can be found in the optimization settings menu, just so you don't spend an hour banging your head against the desk. Between the two tools, the antenna definition evolves and you end up with a design optimized for your purpose. The default does this for SWR and gain. Mind you, I tested a multiband dipole which managed to find some interesting designs, but didn't pick them because a low SWR combined with a high gain, for reasons I don't yet understand, wasn't considered better than a high SWR with a high gain. So there's some work to be done. As a software developer, I have a sneaking suspicion that it's adding the two rather than picking the highest gain combined with the lowest SWR, but I haven't confirmed that. As I said, deep rabbit hole. While we're not yet at the video display stage, for the first time I can get a sense that this might come to pass. There's plenty of work to be done. For example, the antenna display on XNEC2C during the process seems broken. There's no way to output GNU plot files during the process, and capturing the various charts in real time will require work. But all that seems, if not easy, at least possible. Meanwhile, I'm attempting to locate an antenna definition file, preferably in .NEC format, for my 6BTV antenna, so I can use this combination of tools to discover if tuning it on the ground will work, and, while I'm at it, discover if the installation I'm working on will give me something worthwhile. I realize that this is well beyond tried and see, but my body isn't up to climbing up and down ladders 17 times in a day, and I think that getting a feel for what might occur is a good way to learn. When was the last time you climbed on a roof, and what did you do to avoid it? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, the manager for the Trans-Tasman contest. This contest is to encourage low band activity on 160, 80 and 40 metres in Australia and New Zealand. This year's Trans-Tasman falls on Saturday night, the 19th of July, only 6 days away. At 0800 Zulu, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can start calling CQ. There are 3x2 hour blocks for you to chase contacts using SSB, CW, Ready or PSK. Choose from single operator with high, low or QRP power. For multi-operator stations, choose from single transmitter or multi-transmitter. Logging software used can be VKCL Logger or N1MM using user-defined contest from VK4SN.com. Both these loggers produce the Cabrillo format accepted by the VK Log Checker website, where logs are to be uploaded. Rules can be found on the WIA contest pages. Good luck in the contest, and I hope to work many of you. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
This is VK6 Whiskey India Echo with a reminder that the next Weissen meeting is tomorrow night. First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. We're making those tape measure Yagis. Come along, be part of the activity if you'd like to. Everybody is welcome. Doors will open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Tomorrow night's activity will be led by Kevin VK6KQ. This is a hands-on be there or be square Weissen activity. Hope to see you at First Midland tomorrow night. This is Mark VK6XLZ for VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get Together. This year, the Get Together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous Get Togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia, and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the Eastlake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at wwffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Just recently I was thinking about power output and getting out or being heard on air. I wonder if you've heard mention of the idea that if you can hear them, they can hear you. It goes something like this. Given equivalent stations, antennas and terrain for two stations some distance apart, each should hear the other about the same signal strength. But amateur stations aren't always equal. So what is it you can do to make your station heard, especially in a pile-up, or simply to be able to work regular DX? I mean, the obvious is to buy a flaming great amplifier, but that's not always possible. It's been said often that the best bang for your buck on your amateur station is to improve your antennas, and I agree with that. The most dollar-effective way to improve your station's effectiveness, both sending and receiving, is to look first to your antennas. Make sure your antennas are doing what they should, and that is transmitting and receiving signals efficiently. There are lots of books on antennas and, of course, pages of information on the internet. You need to be careful about the information on the internet, however. There is good information to be found. It's just up to you to sort out the wheat from the chaff. A good source of information is an amateur radio club. Clubs are full of people who have tweaked up their antennas and made the most of them. Ask about antennas at a club gathering. Amateurs like to share their passion. Don't be afraid to experiment with antennas. You won't break anything, and you will learn a lot. There's a multitude of designs and instructions for building wire antennas. Wire antennas are cheap, durable, and effective, and they're also very portable. And don't let the theory of antennas put you off. The theory may be correct. However, antennas don't read the books. An antenna will perform differently in different locations, and what works well in one location may not work the same in another. You may read somewhere that an antenna couldn't possibly work under this condition or that. If that's the way it's got to be at your house, try it anyway. In the long run, many amateurs don't live in a perfect antenna location, and you may end up with some sort of compromise, but with reasonable results. So good luck with the antennas, have fun experimenting, and get the most out of your amateur radio gear. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This from QTC Magazine. Ham College advises that the next Foundation Amateur Radio License course is scheduled for the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of August 2025. With the exams scheduled for Saturday the 9th of August 2025. If you're considering enrollment for an Amateur Radio License course or exams, you can express your interest by clicking on the Contact Us tab via the Ham College website https://www.hamcollege.org.au. Please note that applications for assessment, exams, must be confirmed 2 weeks prior to the exam date.
Good morning, this is Roy VK, 6X-ray Victor, with this week's upline for the 13th of July 2025. Today I have the following quite a lot of items to get through, so I better get on with it and not dilly-dally. And today I have for you a German-made Super Spider heavy-duty 12-meter fiberglass telescopic pole. $130 for that. There's a Moonraker Marine HF vertical antenna type 22 Whiskey, being 6.7 meter long. Pole operates 2 to 30 megahertz with a suitable ATU, capable of 1.1 kilowatt PEP, $80 for that. There's also an MFJ 201 grid dip oscillator for 1.5 to 250 megahertz. Comes in original condition and box, $45. Contact Alan, VK6 X-ray Lima, on 0458 472 235, 0458 472 235. Next group of items comes from Chick up at Meckering. He's got a Yaesu Fox Tango 840 transceiver plus manual, $900, as new, never been used. And there's a Yaesu Fox Tango 301 Delta transceiver plus manuals. There's a Yaesu Fox Papa power supply, a Yaesu Fox Charlie antenna tuning unit, and all that group is $300 the lot. There's also a Yaesu Fox Tango 1000 Mike Papa Mark V with a full complement of filters and all the manuals for that. And there's a Yaesu Fox Papa 29 power supply to suit that unit. There's a Yaesu SPE-8 external speaker with filtering. All that group is $3,000 for the lot. There's also a Heath kit, Sierra Bravo 810, or was that 610, monitor scope, $150. It is a Sierra Bravo 610. There's also a stepper antenna with 6 meter passive element and a stepper controller, 100 foot of 16 core cable to suit that with RF bypass and lightning conductors and arrestors. And all that to group is $3,000. There's a 100-foot self-support tower, $2,000. There's also a 100-foot, 5-section, 20-section, 20-feet sections, telescopic tower mast, $100. And there's an Romeo Mike Kilo Lima 500 linear amplifier, $300 on 300 watts. AM and 600 watts on sideband, it's $500. New condition as used, but used. 12-volt power supply also, 50-amp power supply, very heavy duty, $150 for that 12-volt power supply. 300-watt linear amplifier, $200. There's a Barrett Sierra Bravo 250 Charlie transceiver plus auto-tune antenna, $250. All equipment is either as new or in very good condition, and prices ONO. Contact Chick, VK6 Zulu Alpha India. His phone number 0896251335. 0896251335. His mobile 0490013464. 0490013464. And the final item today is a repeat of a UHF antenna. It's a Yaesu Fox Tango. Oh, that's I've already done that one. Sorry about that. There's a GME UHF Charlie Bravo antenna model, Alpha Echo 4705 Bravo. It's a UHF radome antenna, a 6.6 dB gain, and 1.2 meters long with a 5 meter coaxial cable attached. It's going for $90. It's normal price $250. So you've got a bit of a bargain there. Contact Clive. His email address Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. That's all for this week. If you have any items, please contact me. The address VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. 7-3 until next time.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.